Now, my lovey, eat it up like a good girl, said Nurse, setting her lips in a way that Bertha knew, and that meant she had come into the nursery at another wrong moment. Has she been good, Nanny?
She's been a little sweet all the afternoon, whispered Nanny. We went to the park and I sat down on a chair and took her out of the pram and a big dog came along and put its head on my knee and she clutched its ear, tugged it. Oh, you should have seen her.
Oh, Nanny, do let me finish giving her her supper while you put the bath things away.
Well, mum, she oughtn't to be changed hands while she's eating, said Nanny, still whispering. It unsettles her. It's very likely to upset her.
Oh, I must, she said.
Very offended, Nanny handed her over.
Now, don't excite her after her supper. You know you do, mum, and I have such a time with her after.
Thank heaven. Nanny went out of the room with the bath towels.
Now I've got you to myself, my little precious, said Bertha, as the baby leaned against her.